State Medicaid money will run out before the end of June. That means many hospitals and other healthcare providers won't get paid until July. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on how the state is handling the funding shortfall.
The state budget includes $20 million less for Medicaid than state officials say they'll need. That's to cover services provided through June 30th. Hospital advocates criticized the legislature's decision against fully funding what's known as a supplemental. Becky Holtberg is the president of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association.
We are very disappointed in the legislature's decision on the Medicaid supplemental. Full funding of the supplemental was obviously tied up in end-of-session budget negotiations, and ultimately, Medicaid was short-funded. That's going to be a significant problem for many of our members.
Normally, the State Department of Health and Social Services pays Medicaid bills within a week. But starting this week, department officials are delaying some payments to large providers that don't rely on Medicaid money to keep the lights on. Shonda O'Brien is the assistant commissioner in charge of the department's finances.
We're trying to do the least amount of harm possible to the smaller providers who are reliant on Medicaid funding.
That means department staff is going through each provider bill and sorting them by category. So community health centers and behavioral health clinics are receiving top priority for payment.
Those entities tend to be in communities where they're maybe the sole provider for that service. And so it's detrimental for them if we don't continue to provide them with the resources they need to keep their doors open.
All of this is happening because Medicaid costs are higher than projected. State officials say this is primarily due to the recession. But Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki notes that the state has built up a backlog of applicants for social services. He says this has been made worse by the increase in the number of people receiving Medicaid. He talked about Medicaid funding at a 1:45 a.m. press availability Sunday after the session ended.
We're going to work with the department to make sure that we can meet those needs, but we also need the department to prioritize services for the most needy as opposed to expanding services.
State officials say the backlog in applications is the result of funding cuts. The House originally supported paying the full amount for Medicaid that Governor Bill Walker's administration requested, but it agreed to reduce the funding in a compromise with the Senate. Anchorage Republican Representative Gabrielle Ledoux says the state should follow through on its commitment to pay Medicaid providers.
The bottom line is we've got Medicaid here. And we've got Medicaid, we've got Medicaid expansion. And when you hire somebody like a doctor, like a hospital, and you tell them that they're going to get paid, you really ought to pay them in a timely manner, regardless of what you think about, you know, the philosophy of Medicaid.
The state is looking to take steps to reduce Medicaid costs, following up on a bill the legislature passed 2 years ago. That includes hiring contractors to help patients who use healthcare the most. For example, it's cheaper to remind patients about doctor's office appointments than to pay for an emergency room visit after they miss the appointment. Michicki wants the state to lower unnecessary use of healthcare. He also wants the state to be more aggressive in shifting people eligible for the Indian Health Service to IHS billing. This is expected to save the state money over the next year. But Holtberg, the hospital advocate, says efforts to control Medicaid costs are a separate issue from the state following through on its commitment to pay for services.
We support efforts to address Medicaid utilization and to ensure appropriate utilization of healthcare services. Unfortunately, this does not move us any closer to doing that.
Healthcare providers can look forward to a similar problem next year. To pay for the short funding next month, the legislature may be short funding June of 2019. On top of this, the legislature included $10 million less in the new budget than the administration said it would need. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.